main festival strands each year is children's events. And this year, the theme of storytelling, inspired by guest artistic director Rokia Traore, has been woven through the children's programme of events. Brighton Festival's Pippa Smith came to Radio Reverb and looked ahead to some of the children and families events in this final week of the Brighton Festival.
Well, I suppose my big event is it's called Another Star to Steer By. And there again, storytelling theme, the idea that stars are sort of where you hang your stories up. And so every time a new story is told, another star hits the sky. And that's going to be on at the Brighthelm Centre at the end of the festival for children 6+ and their families. But it's a commission. There it's never been before. Mm. So that's very exciting. And it's a commission from a new writer who's only just moved to Brighton, called Andrew McColden. He's actually got 4 children's BAFTAs, so he's got to be able to write a play, hasn't he?
Well, you would think, wouldn't you? Yes.
You would. Yeah, he does a lot of work for the BBC, and he writes for children's proms and things. I've got every faith, and it looks really exciting. And the other thing about that play, Another Star to Steer By, if people look in their brochure towards the end where it's billed at the Brighthelm, you can also book it for your school. So it's a flexible show. It'll go in a van. The paper boat folds up and it sails into your school, basically. So people can book it and turn themselves into festival promoters. Our Shakespeare this year is Midsummer Night's Dream, which is already proving very popular, actually.
I mean, that's an outdoor one again?
Outdoor, Midsummer Night's
it's
Dream.
It's always very brave doing outdoor events
in May. But it is the end. That's why we do the last weekend. Yeah. And we've moved. We're not at Boat this year. We're back at Dyke Road. So very, very accessible for people because it's very near the clock tower. It's the rest garden opposite St Nicholas Church. So it's called St Nick's Rest Garden. And we're in there. The Residents Association are going to do some sort of food offer. And Midsummer Night's Dream, it's got to work, really, hasn't it? It's the same company, the people who do All Male. Are All Male.
You're right, okay.
Yes, so because we like them, and they seem to work, you know, and it's the start of their national tour, and they come to Brighton first, so exciting.
Children's programmer Pippa Smith there, excitedly talking about some of the events coming up in this final week of the Brighton Festival.